This week, one of our family, we love this guy. Todd, you ready for this? Levinskas? Nailed that, didn't I?
You did, mate.
Joins me, men's health fitness director.
Thanks for having me.
You're meant to say something there, mate, like seriously. Keep me hanging. That's like putting my hand out and leave me hanging. Seriously.
Let's rip in.
This is going to be fun.
Let's go.
Welcome to the Body Science Podcast, bringing you everything you need, want, and should know about health, fitness, nutrition, and training. As always, the information contained in this podcast is for the information purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or be prescriptive to treat, prevent, or manage any injury, disease, or other health-related condition. Today's podcast is brought to you by Pre-Ultra, an extreme high-stim pre-workout scientifically formulated for anyone wanting to push it further than they ever have before. A powerful combination of performance-enhancing and nootropic ingredients delivered at industry-leading dosages. Pre-Ultra gives you explosive power, strength, and intense pump alongside the laser-like focus, mental clarity, energy, and drive to annihilate your next workout.
Welcome to the house of Fit, Happy, and Healthy. Today with me, our mate, Toddy, men's health fitness director, mate. Like, that's a big one to have.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I sat in this office and came back and now sort of have been away for a little while, and mate, it's exciting.
It's nice to have you back. You've been busy, mate. You've been doing a lot of things. You've started the 440 Run Club. You've become a director at Men's Health. And I want to talk about that because Obviously a lot of people in our industry would love that job. It's a dream job, most people.
Yeah.
They're all good to you getting them, aren't they?
Mate, no, quite the opposite. I think with the men's health role, I sat down and I gave myself a bit of a goal about a year ago. And I said, I looked at everyone on the cover. I'm like, how do I get on the cover? What do I need to do? And just started exploring avenues of who I know in the publication, or how does that work? And I made some phone calls to a couple of people in terms of, do they know anyone? On my third or fourth phone call, I ended up speaking to someone and she pointed me in the direction of the editor at the time. And I had a couple of meetings, had a couple of coffees, but just stayed pretty persistent on asking the questions, like, who do I need to speak to? How do I get myself on? I was just hell bent on getting myself on this cover.
Yep.
Because I thought, well, why? You know, these guys are doing all these really cool things, but I want to tell my story and I want to do that myself.
I mean, it's great to have goals. And I mean, there's only been a few on there recently. Kelly Slater, The Rock.
The Rock.
Who else has been on there?
Ross Edgley. Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth, yeah.
Mate, I've got a bit of Hemsworth rocking, don't I?
Bit. Oh, mate, you know, the right lighting, we can pull anything off. Well, that didn't come out right. Like,
I love it.
But mate, it's amazing. Like, I talk to a lot of people and everyone's dream is to write for health, or, you know, bloggers are huge at the moment and that, yep. But it's not print. You know what I mean? Print is the bread and butter of marketing, you know?
Yeah.
And what's it like? Tell us about your week.
Mate, my week starts. So let's go for a traditional Monday to Sunday, I guess. Monday morning, I'm up at usually 4:30. Doing a couple of classes at Complete Strength and Performance.
And that's your gym?
One of my gyms. I'm in.
While we're here, let's chuck us out some way to get there. What's an Insta handle or a website we should know?
@complete_SP.
Yep.
We're at 4 Harris Road in Five Dock in Sydney.
Yep.
But I'm pretty lucky to have some pretty special people around me, and that Bronson Harrison and Shane McLeod, my other business partners. And I guess they're a big reason as to why I'm in the position I'm in. You know, I get to play and do my things in terms of going training with people and understanding the industry and doing all the fun in front of camera stuff. And there's a place for me there. And then there's those boys that prop up the other sides of those businesses. But I do a couple of classes there. Then we usually meet for a few hours in the morning and have our catch up about what's going on in Complete Strength Performance. We've also got a franchise group personal training model called Coaching Zone. So there's 33 of those around the country. We've got the only Sydney standalone facility.
Okay.
So the gym's split in two levels. So top is like a Coaching Zone facility and below is Complete Strength and Performance.
What's the difference? Like, just
so think of CSP like CrossFit, essentially. So it caters to that 8 to 10% of the market that go and want to lift heavy weights, barbell, gymnastics, get their cardio in. Upstairs, Coaching Zone is tailored to the rest of the market. So that's everyone who's probably afraid to walk into a facility and look at barbells flying around and people swinging on rings and things. But it also brings it back down to the programming and the coaching element behind it. So similar to an F45 or an Orange Theory or any other brand that's out there that does those group personal training product, we get the same sort of people, but we just slow, I guess, the the approach down in terms of we just don't want anyone to come in and just go for gold and watch themselves work out on a screen or follow someone on a screen, you're going to get coached.
Yeah, okay.
So if you don't know how to squat, I'm going to teach you how to squat.
Yeah, nice.
If you need to understand energy systems, I'm going to teach you about energy systems.
Okay.
So the difference between those two is I guess that. We've also got another business called CSP Athlete Factory, which caters to all our youth. So pretty much from ages 4 to 5 right through to 17, 18. We look at school programs, term programs, holiday programs. We're in 8 high schools at the moment in Sydney.
Okay, wow.
So we go in and basically run it like a gym facility within the high school at some places. Other places will run a sport-specific program, whether it's rugby, netball, touch football, sprinting. We do workshops. That's that side of the business.
Yep.
So there's a bit to go on there. But back to the week, I guess the Monday looks like that. And then I'll go and teach at some of the schools. So I'll go and run 2 of our gym programs. We do it. It's actually at my old school. So we picked up some work there. And that's actually really cool because I get to take a step back from the business side of things and I get back onto the floor and be able to make a bit of a difference in some kids' lives that maybe want to come in and understand how to pick up a barbell or what do you use when you're doing a kettlebell swing? What muscles are you using and what does it mean when, like, why do I get biceps and, you know, impressionable young teenagers, 14, 15, that's all they care about is what they look like. But it's about the why behind it and the program that we put in place and trying to instill some healthy habits into those kids as well.
Nice.
On a Tuesday, usually flows into a bit more gym work, but probably more PT. So I pick up a lot more of my PT clients.
Yep.
A lot more one-on-one contact. From Tuesday to Wednesday, it floats in and out of media work that I might have. So I part-time as a bit of a model just to get some extra cash. I might be invited to an event, might have to go to an opening of a store or some sort of brand ambassadorship that I'm a part of Lululemon as well. So there's always events floating around with those guys. Thursday, I'm in men's health. So I'm actually in there, and from Monday to Wednesday, I'm thinking of all the content I've got to bring up.
Absolutely, yeah.
To look at Thursday, and there's a heap of it because I'm, you know, accessing to about, you know, between 500 to 600 people in those 3 days across all the groups that we're a part of. So it's always good to get into men's health and sit in there and understand the way they're working and what they're writing about. And it could be a shoot for them that I'm doing, or it could be an idea that I'm writing for an online article. And yeah, I think in the past, they haven't had a fitness director that has done that, like gone and plant themselves in the office. And it's a bit foreign to me because I've been out of the office environment for so long. But I can go and sit in there and, you know, I've got the editor of women's health, you know, stone throw away. I've got the editor of men's health, Scotty. I've got the editor of Marie Claire. I've got the guys that are helping those guys out. Yeah. And the conversations that are happening around you is just pretty phenomenal because you're actually making the difference between what's going to be out in print and what's going to be out in online. And they're kind of looking at me for some of those, for being that authority as well. And it's pretty cool to have your input and have people listen to you and sort of stand up and go, okay, that's cool. Like we'll go with that, or let's go talk to this person, or let's go talk to that person.
Yep.
And then usually Thursday nights, I start thinking about like 4:40. And then Friday.
And 4:40 is your run club you've created?
I haven't created it, no. My partner, business partner, Trent Knox, has created that. I've come on board as a director, so basically to push the barrow up the hill, essentially, and to help with that. And I guess from that Thursday night into Friday becomes more of the social element. That's my day off, essentially, but I won't be taking it. I don't really take a day off, but I do things for myself. So I take that Friday to go and train, you know, maybe jump in the water, have breakfast, catch up with a bunch of mates, do whatever I need to do. And then roll that back into getting set for the weekend, because the weekend's usually involved either an event or any training. And then I try and get a bit of downtime. I try and get a little bit introverted and lock myself away on a Saturday night or a Sunday and just be by myself, because I'm giving my energy out to so many people throughout the week. By the time it gets to that sort of end of the week, I'm just pretty exhausted.
And you've taken meditation up as one of your tools and work in that area?
Yeah. So that was going to be my next thing, is to talk about Vedic meditation. And
Vedic.
It's one of the oldest forms of meditation, which got introduced to me from Trent, who got introduced from a guy called Matt. He runs Bondi Meditation Center down in Bondi. And I was really skeptical about it at the start. I didn't know, you know, what I was going to be feeling or what I was going to be sort of going through. But the whole time I was talking about it with these guys, they were like, no, you need to do it. Like, it's the secret sauce to sort of get you through your day. And I was like, how could it be though? Like, you're just sitting with yourself. It doesn't really make sense. And mate, after the first time I did it, you start to bring up all these emotions and start to understand – things that you never really thought about that when you went. So when I go and train, I thought that was my meditation. I thought, you know, picking up a barbell and sweating and putting myself through a really hard workout, then coming out of the back of it thinking, actually, yeah, that's kind of what it feels like. Nah, it's totally opposite. Yeah. So once you sit with yourself and start to go through all these emotions, they come up and they come up really fast. And the whole idea of that is to actually feel it and express it, understand it, talk about it, and then it leaves you instead of staying with you. So that's the sort of feeling I get from doing a lot of that meditation. And I also try and do it if I miss one. So it's usually 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the afternoon. And I'm really finding it a really beneficial time to do it after I work out, because I'm a little bit tired and my endorphins are kicking in and I can sort of slip into that state a little bit easier. It's a really cool thing that I've sort of brought into my daily routine now. So.
Yeah, no, and that's important.
Mate, it's pretty much, it's everything at the moment, because it's giving me a lot of clarity. You know, gone through a heap of stuff this year, a lot of change, and I'm thankful for the meditation angle and for the people I've got around me to sort of help me get through that. So it's been really cool.
Nice. Mate, let's talk about your journey a little bit. Men's health, fitness director, and this is where I first met you, when CrossFit was kicking goals in Australia. Everyone was in every second word. And you were the fitness and training manager for Reebok Australia.
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big job. Probably, I would say, I'm going to put that down as one of the top 10 fitness jobs at that time.
Mate, it was unreal. Yeah. It was cool. Like, it was my dream job.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to lie, I love that job. Like, it was just before that, I mean, I was working in corporate, come out of football. I was playing touch footy. I was also coming from that rugby league, rugby union, high performance background.
Yep.
And this was a job that sort of spoke to, you know, CrossFit at the time in that 2013, 2014 was like the sport. Like,
massive.
Everyone was talking about it, right? It was the flavor of everything. And it was a fitness and training role. So basically my job would be to go around and come as the, I guess, Reebok representative into a CrossFit facility. There was also branches out into Spartan Race, into Les Mills, looking after the online platform. And mate, it was cool. Like, I got to meet so many cool athletes. I got to meet you, like you guys. I got to collaborate with a lot of different brands.
I still got those shoes too. You gave me, I love them.
Still got them. Yeah. Perfect.
You're probably with a different shoe company now, but one of my favorites.
Mate, and to be honest, that was there. It was just cool to see something that's non-contact that still brings the same feeling of a team sport.
It was amazing what it created,
you know. And people would watch it and you'd be like, how can people scream at someone lifting a barbell, but you don't know until you're actually there and doing it. You go, that's amazing. Like, it creates such a good vibe. And I guess from there it sort of snowballed into this job that just opened up a lot of different doors. So, and it opened up a lot of different conversations, and it also gave me a platform to tell a pretty cool story about
exactly,
you know, what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go. And then that kicked me into
doing
a fair bit of travel as well. So
yeah, I was going to talk on the travel. You've done a lot of strength and conditioning as well with some teams here.
Yep. So
did some stuff for the Wallabies.
Yeah. So sort of midway through at Reebok, myself and Shane McLeod and Bronson decided, well, we're going to open this gym. Let's do it. So we were doing it, and at the start it was almost like I came into business feeling like it was going to be a hobby.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, cool, we'll just do this thing and all our mates will come and train and we'll just be able to train every day.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah, it's a good bubble.
Mate, that was a bubble that burst pretty quickly. Like, and it was one of those things, very naive to think that's what running a business is going to be.
Yeah.
And we learned pretty quick that that's not how it's got to be. So off the back of that, we tried to leverage off all the connections we had. So Bronson's obviously ex-NRL player, Shane, very high up in the strength and conditioning circles, as well as Clint. So my mate Clint was helping us out too. So lecturer in strength and conditioning. I went out and got my certs. Clint Hill.
You should drop his Insta in now. You get major credit with him saying
Clint
that. Clint
right Hill
now.
Strength. Yeah. Please slide into his DMs.
Yes, he get in all, there.
He'll thank me later. No, I mean, just having those guys around me and just coming from that sports performance background opened up the likes of having the Wallabies come into the facility.
Yeah, nice.
Having West Tigers come in the facility, having New Zealand Rugby League, having...
was that Donny Singe back then?
Donny Singe, Donny. Having the Lebanese Rugby League team through Freddie, through other connections that we had through three
really,
mates.
Did you?
Yeah, so he came in because they were training at Concord Oval. And then also having Aussie Sevens, like the rugby connection as well. And we soon became this gym that was not just a gym between the four walls. We were like, well, what else can we do? So within about a year of opening up the gym, we started the Athlete Factory. Right, so then that started to cover off a whole landscape of programming and messaging we wanted to push out to, hey, we really just want to help people.
Yep.
We wanted to be a fitness solutions business, which is what we are.
Yep.
at the moment, hence why we've got three businesses in one in one facility, because, you know, like you guys, like Body Science, you guys are a fitness solutions business as well. Yep. You know, you talk to all different brands as what we do in the gym environment, but we just try and, you know, and treat people the way we want them to be treated as well.
Yeah, it's important.
So welcoming. And off the back of that, we started this program called the Minion Program. So basically we had kids in the area that couldn't afford to come and train. And they were kids that were like gifted footy players. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, they couldn't afford to train because their families couldn't support them. And some of them came to the gym pretty hungry as well, wow. Right? So they'd come in and be like, all right, cool. Let's put some fruit at the front. Grab a piece of fruit, come and train. Have a banana, have a shake. Cool, if you guys can't afford to train with us, then when we do our holiday programs, you're going to have to come and help us. So it's like a time for time.
Nice.
Yeah. And
that worked?
Mate, it's working now. Like, you should see the stories where we've got now out of that is kids from 4 years ago, which were in like year 9 and 10, are now working for us.
Wow.
Because we've helped. We do a fundraiser every year as part of CSP to raise money for local sporting teams, kids in the area that look at the Minion program, look at our holiday and term programs. And mate, that's hats off to Bronson. Bronson spearheads that yep. that side of the business, but we're all part of that.
Yeah.
And some of the things that, like, we put a kid through his apprenticeship to, right. like, you know, to panel beating apprenticeship. We put another one through getting their Cert 3 and 4. So all these things, and you go, like, you don't understand it until it's actually happened.
Yep.
Like, you're like, oh, yeah, cool, we'll just do that. And we haven't, I think, we haven't spent a lot of time to take a step back and smell the roses a little bit and understand what we've done. And we've done that the last sort of couple of, six to 12 months, which has been really cool to see. Mate, those stories. So
I love it. And like, just to keep that sainthood thing you got going, you actually are a director of a charity as well, is that right?
Yes.
Obviously that's on that spare day off you're talking about.
That's usually a Thursday. So I honestly,
are you the nicest guy in fitness,
mate?
I need to ask that.
Everyone calls me the nice guy, like, yeah. That's what I'm branded as.
Wow.
That's what everyone seems to say, but
you know, I'm out at night. You weren't so nice then.
Mate, I'm only as nice as like, I'll treat people the way they
absolutely
treat me.
Absolutely. So, that's something I can definitely say about you.
And if you show me respect, I'll show you respect yeah. right back. And that's across the board, no matter who you are. So.
And this charity work you do is pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, so it started from my mum. So my mum started when she was out of high school looking after kids with Down syndrome and special needs. She took that throughout her whole career and worked in a kindergarten. And so kids that were in the kindergarten when she was younger are now young adults, so late 30s, early 40s. And she reconnected with them one day and were like, what are you doing? Like, what's happening? And
she really?
Then they didn't like, and she was like, well, why don't you come to the gym? And so because we had the gym and we're like, well, let's start a class up for them. So every Thursday, I think it was at that time, it was at 1 o'clock, and we had three of her kids that she used to look after come in.
And they're 30-year-olds now.
30-year-olds, yeah. So
how cool is that?
Having a disability like either autism or Down syndrome or anything like that, that's now turned into 15 participants.
Is that right?
Yeah, so mum's been driving that, and I've been helping in terms of the programming and sort of being the face at the start. And now what we're doing is introducing all our other coaches to come in and have exposure to training with people with a disability. So it's just a different approach. We don't treat anyone any differently to anyone else as soon as they walk through the door. It's just a different approach. So it's just like teaching a 5-year-old and teaching a 40-year-old. Yep. You've got to work on different things. And we were just focusing on things like, all right, well, what happens if you fall over at home? All right, I've got to get down, I've got to get back up. What's that? That's a burpee. Right? What happened? Because some of the guys are, you know, early 40s, the parents have passed away.
Yeah.
And like, what? So where does the life skill come into it? How do we help them? So that's been really cool. Like, that's been the last couple of years sort of working on that and building and growing that. So, and that's called Let's Get Going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a charity we've got at the moment, and it's.
If people want to reach out to that charity, how do they do it, mate?
Yeah, they're on Instagram, but they can also just reach out through myself. So if anyone's got any questions about it, they're at Let's Get Going on Instagram, and they've also got a website, letsgetgoing.net.au. So I'll make sure that gets posted up.
We'll put that below on the website if anyone wants to see it.
Yeah.
So, mate, you're obviously living the dream in the fitness industry.
Yep.
Not that there's a lot of time left for you to dream, but. How do you like to train?
Oh, mate, I like to vary everything up. I guess my training takes place probably a lot of the time with some of my clients as well, mm-hmm. so I can fit it in.
Yep.
But I generally train in a strength and conditioning environment, a barbell sort of 3 times a week across different movements,
yep.
you know, squat, press, pull. I look at running as a big component now with the 440,
yeah.
which has been, you know, throughout footy and throughout touch, trying to get myself into condition, but also maintain the strength. It's like that fine line. How do you do it? How do you upkeep all your diet and all that sort of stuff?
All that muscle I built over all those years.
Correct. Yeah, away. Yeah. No, but I think as well too, as you get older, and it's the recovery element.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
My training just changed. Like yeah. In swimming, I'm loving swimming. So I'll probably do about 3 to 4 gym sessions
a week.
Do you do
a swim club as well?
Yeah, so we do a CSP Swim Fit.
Is there a day I haven't heard of in the week yet? Like what comes after Sunday? Is it like midday?
No, if there's 8 days in the week, isn't there?
8 days.
No, that's usually in the summer period. I just sub out what I do on a Thursday morning and put the swim fit in. And we've also started to do some Sunday just open sessions down in Bondi. So if people want to come down and train and have a bit of a trot and a swim,
yep.
We usually just do a couple of laps of Bondi, do some ins and out, work on some swimming. But mate, that's how I grew up. Like at age 5, I was up at Sandhills running with my dad.
Yeah.
You know, he's an ex-footy player. So we were training with the guys like Rob Roland Smith and those sort of guys like running around. And I was like, I thought that was normal. Like running around in my Speedos up and down Sandhills when everyone else would look at you and go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That was normal to me. Like hanging out in footy dressing rooms because my dad was surrounded by that. Like that's my norm. So I think doing all that sort of stuff and training like that and keeping everything interesting and trying to just, you know, make the most of everything and walk when I need to go somewhere in terms of just driving or parking further away so I can, you know, walk and spend time doing that. That's kind of my mentality behind the whole lot.
Yeah. And mate, who's inspiring you in the fitness industry?
Oh mate, there's so many inspirations. I guess one of the biggest ones is probably Stephen Mish.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Willis, Michelle Bridges. They've been a really cool extension to my career over the last couple of years from when they came in. You know, there's a lot of people like Noxy, who I surround myself with him because I can learn from him. Clint Hill, Shane and Bronson, like those guys are, you know, they're my business partners for a reason because I'm not the smartest in the room when I walk in. So I always want to learn. Guys like yourself, doing what you're doing in terms of supplements and working through the industry in terms of who you deal with and who you partner with, because mm-hmm. that's all visible. So I think there's a whole range of different people. I don't just have one person. But yeah, I think it's pretty cool at the moment. So it's a nice space to be in.
Yeah. So putting your men's health fitness director hat back on, what advice have you got for a young 18-year-old out of school, wants to get in the fitness industry? What program, what road should they take?
I think there's just learn. You've got to surround yourself with, you know, a few mentors in the industry, not mm-hmm. just one. And also pick your channel you want to be a part of. And don't be afraid if that's not the channel you're going to end up in. Like I went into rugby league, then ended up in rugby union. Then I went back to sports performance. I was at basketball at the start. So I was bouncing around. So I think.
Am I meant to laugh? Is that right?
That's a pun.
It's a pretty good one.
That's a pun. No, but honestly, because that was a passion. Like stick with your passion. And I think if your passion is going to be, well, hey, I love to get up and I love to run and swim. Well, go and find someone that does that really well and hold on to that and really harness it. Because, mate, like you said, like, yeah, there's 7 days in the week and I'm really busy, but I'm passionate about everything I do. So there's never a day where I hate getting out of bed. And that's honest. Mm-hmm. Like the last, you know, 6 or 7 months, I've bounced out of bed because I know that I'm actually going out doing the thing that I love to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get, that journey. Like you speak to a lot of people in the industry and everybody's really into how did they do it? How do you become like a fitness director at a magazine? And I mean, one of the big things you've got here, you did your Cert 4, which everyone should have a look at if they want to go down that path. You went on to do some strength and conditioning qualifications after that?
Yep. So S&C level 1. And that was a really cool, I guess, certification to go through because that talks to sports performance and talks to teams and youth and looks at how you actually apply that into a team environment.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to go further, if you're actually a part of a team, you can go for your level two and your certifications there on after. But it also just exposes you to a bit of, you know, if you want to go and work with the Aussie Sevens, you can go and do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can go travel the world and travel with the Wallabies, or you can go and, if that's what you want to do, then you can go and do it. There's no job that S&C you can't get. Like you can go and help out on a team management side of things. And I think the biggest thing as well is nothing's expected of you as well when you go in and you go, well, hey, I want to be a part of that team, but you've got to actually do the hard yards before you get the job that you want to get.
Yeah.
So I think you've got to turn up and give your time a lot of the moments when you want to go out there and be a part of a team. So it's all about giving up a bit of time and a bit of sacrifice. I mean, that's the biggest thing, right?
Exactly.
Sacrificing anything we do. So yeah, that's probably the biggest advice for that.
You still competing in CrossFit yourself?
No, I've stopped.
You stopped?
The body doesn't, well, actually, no, it's a lie. I just haven't put focus on it.
Yep.
So I haven't Not that I've stopped in that sense. I love training like that. I'll do a couple of competitions, like I did the thing at the Fitness Expo, but that's more just to show members that the program that we stick to at CSP and the program that I stick to means that I can go and compete. I'm ready to go whenever you want. Like if you told me tomorrow you got to go compete and do this, I'd be comfortable.
Yeah.
Because I've put the reps and the hours in. So yeah, I don't compete. But yeah, if a competition did come up, I'd still do it.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So mate, just as men's health fitness director.
Yep.
Let's wrap my tongue around that one.
Yep.
What's the rules there for you when it comes to the information you're putting out?
So I'm the authority behind that information and I always talk from experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always got to go in and if someone wants to talk to me about a training program, I'll go and do the training program before I talk about it. Or if they want to talk to me about a supplement, hey Greg, what's this supplement do for me?
Yeah.
How do I talk about that? And it's just being honest with myself across all the verticals that it stands for. So sex, lifestyle, training, there's automotive, there's fashion element as well.
Yep.
Been a couple of fashion shoots.
I've seen that.
A couple of suit shoots.
Can do an influencer shoot when needed.
But yeah, I think there's no overarching rules.
Okay.
I think it's more about what the editor wants to portray and then also working along with, well, how does that work to the reader? What is the reader going to get out of this? Are they going to actually pick it up and go, yeah, that was really cool?
Mm-hmm.
I think that my biggest goal as being part of Men's Health was to go, when you pick up the magazine, I don't want it to go and sit in the toilet and or sit on the shelf and not be read again. That's a source of truth.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to actually read that up and go, hey, I read that somewhere or I can take an extract of that. Like I used to, when I was little, I used to cut stuff out like when I was a teenager and put it on my mirror for Men's Health. Like, oh, that's a training program I want to do. Or that's what, like that sort of stuff. So that's kind of where we want to get to with that.
Yeah, I know my son Taj was pretty excited I was talking to you today because he's a 18-year-old, him and his mates, and they're kicking tin around everywhere and he loves reading your stuff. So
yeah, awesome.
Probably gets a bit of cred saying he knows you too occasionally.
There you go. What's his Insta handle? Should we shout out?
No.
Probably not.
He doesn't need any more pictures.
It's all right, Taj. We'll put a post up later. But hey, as a parent, like – that's probably a question back to you, right? So you kind of want him to read that sort of stuff, but what are you like?
I would much rather him learn from a platform like that
than
learn from a mate. I'm not dissing bro science there because you need an element of bro science to keep it fun when you're young, but they look at what you do and they mimic what you do and they go down that program. So your message is strong, mate. Like that's, and I know that's a good thing and I would rather him learn from a platform like that.
Yeah, and that's the goal, right? Is to get into school, like all the work we're doing in schools is to go, hey guys, it's in here, it's actually there, ready for you, and then that can be passed on through to the family.
Yeah, exactly.
So, hey dad, have you tried this? Or come on, let's do this workout. Or let's go and go for a walk. Or let's go and eat this because it's actually really good for you.
Yeah.
So something like that is kind of where, like, if we've done that, that's kind of a job that's starting to get done.
And it, look, it's a longevity too. You know, if they do it right from the beginning, they're going to stay in it, you know, versus it being a fleeting wonder until someone outguns them in a nightclub or something. No, not gun, but, you know, like side on.
That's right.
In a white t-shirt type thing. So,
yeah
mate, I know that what you're doing, a lot of people talk to me about your programs. I think they've done a great job picking you as their fitness director.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Mate, you mountain biking, surfing, snowboarding, CrossFit, rugby union, you love your music, you're into yoga, you are doing mental health work every day, you're running a lot. Seriously, how the fuck do you do it?
Mate, I
I'm talking about that person starting their journey, like this is about.
Yeah. Oh, so just do what's within your parameters. Like, don't overdo it. I take a lot from the guys who I'm surrounded by. I think Freddie, I caught up with Freddie a while back, but he actually put something out in terms of BEST. So BEST, breathe. So the start of that is always focus on breathing. Eat, so make sure your nutrition's on point. Sleep, make sure you're getting enough sleep every night. And then technology, so try and cut your technology out. I think that's a nice baseline to go, right, if I do that, what else can I do? How do I fill my day? And it's not about being busy anymore. It's about how full your day is and how productive your day is.
Hence the waking up happy every morning.
Correct.
So, mate, I've been mountain biking a bit lately. We'll have to go for a little trek one day soon, have a bit of a ride.
Yep, sounds good.
I spent a fair bit of time over the front of the handlebars recently, which is something I'm trying to get out of.
Good work on the core, mate.
I was holding on. Don't worry, I didn't let go.
Yeah,
so, mate, thanks for coming on. I really enjoy what you do and at Men's Health. Fitness director. So if people want it, what's the website address there? Do you know?
For Men's Health?
Yeah.
www.menshealth.com.au.
Yep.
Yeah, or you can get it on any news agency stand. If you're usually flying somewhere, there's always a magazine out there. You'll probably see a lift out from myself in there. Or there's a couple of different handles. I've got my own website, so toddlubinskis.com. I've also got my Insta handles, which we can put on here as well.
Let's get them up there. If you want to look at something that looks good every morning, get on this. You ready? Let's go. What is it?
Toddy Binskas, so TODDYBINSKAS.
I'm sure there's an underscore in the middle of that.
No underscore.
No underscore?
Nope.
Okay, well, nope. I was wrong. Sorry about that. I must be watching the wrong bloke.
That's all right.
Mate, thanks for coming on. Keep up the good work. Keep people like you leading the industry. We love it. Yeah, it's rewarding. Thanks, rewarding mate. For us around you.
So, appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, mate.
Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners in Fit, Happy and Healthy, ASN, Nutrition Warehouse, DY Discount Vitamins, Fat Burners Only, Evelyn Fay, Mr. Supplement, or find a retailer online at bodyscience.com.au/retailers.